This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
You know, every once in a while, that thing you and I have about how fast time flies bites you.
Yeah?
I had one of those weeks where I looked up and went, no, this is the first weekend in March. Oh, no, it's not.
We're mid-March already.
Uh-oh.
I know. So many things.
Since it's that time of the month, it's time for...
St. Patrick's Day.
Everywhere. Everywhere. Starting with the McCafferty Irish Dancers at Storytime tomorrow at the Fayetteville Public Library at 10:30. St. Patrick's Day on the Hill, which includes a parade, the Arkansas Stout Brewing Championship, music and performances. The parade starts at 11 tomorrow, and there's a craft beer village on the Fayetteville Square from 2 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to it.
St. Patrick's Day weekend at the Mill, at War Eagle Mill, outside of Rogers. It includes food, traditional Celtic and American music by the Mudlarks, Irish and Scottish music by Paddy O'Grill and Bill O'Sale. That's 11 to 3 on Saturday and 11 to 3 on Sunday, and there's a leprechaun treasure hunt.
Where does this take place?
This is at War Eagle Mill.
Okay.
If you get a leprechaun, what do you do with it?
Don't you get a pot of gold or something? Isn't that the thing?
Ooh.
Right?
But what do you do with the leprechaun?
You make him take you to his pot of gold.
And then what do you do with the leprechaun?
Then you
invite him over.
You let him go.
Invite him over. Bring some beer. The 21st Annual St. Patty Parade starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow in Eureka Springs. And the Luck of the Irish train ride and dinner.
Oh, fun.
A four-hour sunset tour from Springdale to Winslow with dinner on board the Arkansas and Missouri Railroad.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Leaves at 4 o'clock tomorrow from Springdale. Find out more at amrailroad.com. The St. Pat's Eve Bash at Mickey Finn's on Sunday evening with music by Paddy O'Grill. And on Monday from 5 to 8 at the Rowdy Beaver in Eureka Springs, Paddy O'Grill and Bill O'Sale will be playing.
Well, I mean, this is like Valentine's Day, right, for Paddy O'Grill. I mean,
oh, sure.
This is the big weekend.
And there's a St. Patrick's Day celebration on the 22nd, just in case you're running late like I am. At 2 o'clock at the Springdale Public Library, you can come dressed in green, hear some music by the Ozark Highlanders Pipe Band, and do an Irish-inspired craft.
All right.
I'll be there catching up. Also this weekend, you know who Coleman Ray Clark is, right?
Yes, love him.
Isn't he awesome?
Mm-hmm.
He's got his own theater company.
He does, which is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. He's still in high school.
I know.
As are his colleagues. And so this is their second season. And this weekend they are doing something called Completely Hollywood, which is... everything about Hollywood, the 186 greatest films in Hollywood in about 90 minutes.
So it's one of those kind of abridged things where you cram everything into a hour and a half show. Okay.
Which you know he'll be hilarious at. Reed Carson's part of it. This is 7 o'clock today, 2 and 7 tomorrow, and 2 on Sunday at the Fayetteville High School Black Box Theater. Tickets are $8 for students. He points out that's any student of any school. And $10 for adults.
The School of Life? Could you get away with that?
Does it come with an ID card?
That.
That's a good question.
It does. It's a driver's license.
Right.
Also this weekend, Sideways Stories from Wayside School, where learning is magical. At 7 o'clock today, 2 and 7 tomorrow, and 2 on Sunday at Arts Live Theater in Fayetteville, Skola Cantorum is doing a farewell concert.
Because they're going to head to Puerto Rico, correct?
Exactly. Not because it's farewell to Skola Cantorum. Just see you later. We're going to Puerto Rico.
A bon voyage, sort of.
Yes. Yeah. 7:30 today at First United Methodist Church in Rogers and 7:30 tomorrow at University Baptist Church in Fayetteville. And you can find out more from Stephen Caldwell, their director, at Stephen C., that's P-H, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-C at uark.edu. And this weekend is the wrap-up of Chicago the Musical at the Walton Arts Center. 8 o'clock today, 2 and 8 tomorrow, and 2 on Sunday. Quite possibly the musical with the least heroic options of any musical I can think of.
Very true.
Tickets start at $39 at 443-5600.
All right. Thank you, Becca.
Becca Martin-Brown is Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.